regardless of where you are now, or where you're going, or where you've been, I want you to take the next few moments to slow down. Know that God made you, and He loves you. Before you hear God's word today, simply ask God to give you a teachable heart and ears to hear what He has for you.
Acts chapter 28, verses 11 through 31. After 3 months, we set sail in an Alexandrian ship that had wintered at the island with the twin brothers as its figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days. From there, after making a circuit along the coast, we reached Rangum. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and the second day, we came to Puteoli. There we found believers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. Now the believers from there had heard news about us and had come to meet us as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. When we entered Rome, Paul was permitted to stay by himself with a soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or our customs of our ancestors, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. After they examined me, they wanted to release me since I had not committed a capital offense. Because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. It was not as though I had any accusation against my nation. For this reason, I've asked to see and speak to you. In fact, it is for the hope of Israel that I'm wearing this chain." Then they said to him, "We haven't received any letters about you from Judea. None of the brothers has come and reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from what you think. For concerning this sect, we are aware that it is spoken against everywhere." After arranging a day with him, many came to him at his lodging. From dawn to dusk, he expounded and witnessed about the kingdom of God. He tried to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Some were persuaded by what he said, but others did not believe. Disagreeing amongst themselves, they began to leave after Paul made one statement. "The Holy Spirit correctly spoke through the prophet Isaiah to your ancestors when he said, 'Go to these people and say, you will listen and listen, yet never understand, and you will look and look, yet never perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown callous. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be converted, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this saving work of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.'" After he said these things, the Jews departed while engaging in a prolonged debate amongst themselves. Then he stayed 2 whole years in his own rented house, and he welcomed all who visited him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance.
So take the next few minutes to respond to God by praying, journaling, or sitting silently with Him. Know that no matter what comes next today, you've spent time hearing from the God who created all things, and He sent His Son to rescue His people.